Hello and welcome to Dixie's Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Dix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bixie's Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Dix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced or reminiscent of Dix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be bands that Dix set with. I will also play the real Sweet Sue by pianist Armand Hugg and take six of From Monday On. From the modern musicians segment, I will turn to the new Wolverine Orchestra, the Australian group who keep Dix's music alive. Well, let's start with bands that Dix set with. Apparently, it was quite common for Dix to sit with other bands. I'll start with the California Ramblers. In October of 1924, Dix joined the Gene Goldcat Orchestra for the first time. Things didn't work out, and he left the band in December. For the first few months of 1925, he didn't do much. He enrolled briefly at the University of Iowa. Things didn't work out, and he dropped out. Dix then went to New York and moved in with the Red Nichols, who at the time was playing with the California Ramblers. During the week of March 14 to March 21, 1925, Dix sat several times with the California Ramblers. The California Ramblers was a recording group that was managed by Ed Kirkby and included at various times during a period of about 10 years such talented musicians as Adrian Rollini, the Dorsey Brothers, Red Nichols, Bobby Davis, Frank Kush, Irving Brodsky, Tommy Fellini, etc., etc. Well, let's listen to the California Ramblers. First, Everything is Hotsy Totsy Now, recorded on May 14, 1925. And this will be followed immediately by The Girlfriend, recorded on April 21st, 1926. Thank you. tell you, I love this tune, and in a future program I will play the George Olsen version. Well, let's turn now to Ted Weems. After the recording session of October 13, 1929, which brought us waiting at the end of the road, Bix went home to Davenport to recover. In February of 1930, Bix was in Chicago and sat with the Ted Weems band. Ted Weems was born in 1901. He was a science student at the University of Pennsylvania when he first formed a band with his brother Art on trumpet and himself on trombone. He also played in a sextet directed by Paul Specht in Reading, Pennsylvania. In 1923, Ted Weems got a contract with Victor and recorded a number of sides during the 1920s. The Weems Orchestra played in the Midwest, and in 1929 went to Chicago, where they played at the Granada. I think Ted Weems' orchestra is one of the better hot dance bands of the 1920s, so let's get a taste of that band. I'll play first My Troubles Are Over, with a vocal by Parker Gibbs, recorded on December 7, 1928. This will be followed immediately by The Man from the South, Rube Bloom and Harry Woods composition, with a vocal by Arthur Jarrett and Parker Gibbs, recorded on December 2, 1929. So here is the Ted Weems Orchestra.
From the south, had fled from the south, had a big cigar in his mouth, so I knew he's from the south.
Gibby, what do you think of bathing girls?
I don't know. I never bathed one.
Last week's program, I announced that I was going to play Sweet Sue by Armand Hogg, where Armand takes Vix's solo note for note on the piano. Well, I made a mistake and I played the China Boy. That wasn't bad either anyway, but with apologies to the WBIX audience, here is the real Sweet Sue by Armand Hogg.
Thank you.
In answer to Frank Youngworth's question in the forum, what is your favorite Bix session? Håkan Andersson answered, from Monday on. I had played the take 4 of From Monday on the program number 5, and I also played the 3 solos from takes 3, 4, and 6 strung together. Brad Kay has a very interesting posting in the forum in which he discusses the possibility of playing the 3 solos simultaneously. We are really looking forward to that. In the meantime, let's listen to take 6 of From Monday On, recorded by Paul Whiteman and his orchestra on February 28, 1928, with the Rhythm Boys and, of course, Bix.
My cares are over. From Monday on, I'll be in clover. We pick on Monday because it's wash day, and we'll wash our blues away. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when he says love, honor, and obey, 'cause I'll be happy from Monday on.
Who said that Bix was stifled by the environment in the Paul Whiteman Orchestra? Whoever said that was full of you know what. I believe I read somewhere that Bix sat with the Coon Sanders Nighthawks. I can't find the reference, so please don't quote me. Anyway, since I like the Nighthawks very much, I'll play a couple of sides. First, let me read what the Grover's Jazz Encyclopedia says about these two guys. Pianist Joe Saunders and drummer Carlton Coon led the Coon Sanders Novelty Orchestra, a small band which they formed in Kansas City in 1920. It made its first broadcast in 1921 and from December 1922 played on late-night programs, earning the nickname the Nighthawks. With additional members, it began performing and recording in Chicago in 1924 as the Coon Sanders Original Nighthawks Orchestra, or the Coon Sanders Nighthawks. I'll start with the Nighthawk Blues, recorded on April 5th, 1924, and we'll follow that with Deep Henderson, recorded on March 9, 1926, over a month before King Oliver's version. So here are Coon Sanders' Nighthawks. Thank you. Well, this band is quite good, isn't it? Well, for the modern musicians, I want to turn to the new Wolverine Orchestra. Those of you who have listened to previous WBIX programs will be familiar with the new Wolverines. I will have the pleasure of meeting these talented musicians coming from Australia in about 6 weeks in Davenport. They are making their fourth appearance at the Big Spiderbeck Memorial Jazz Festival. What I want to do is play one side from their Volume 5 CD, number NWJO197, entitled Roll On, Mississippi, Roll On. This was recorded in 1997 in Sydney, Australia. I will play the Japanese Sandman. Eric Holroyd takes the vocal and plays cornet, while Trevor Rippingale recreates on alto sax Trombauer's C melody sax solo. So here is, from Australia, the new Wolverine Orchestra.
Japanese Sandman sneaking home with the dew. Just an old second-hand man, he'll buy your whole day from you. He'll take every sorrow of the day that is through, and he'll bring back tomorrow just to start life anew. Then you'll be a bit older in the dawn when you and a little bit bolder with the new day you'll make. It's a Japanese Sandman trading silver for gold. Just an old second-hand man trading new days for old.
These guys are great, aren't they? You can find information about the band in their website. Go to the search engine of the discography, write New Wolverines, you will get more than 20 hits. Click the link in hit number 7 under information of related interest, and then click the link to the New Wolverine Orchestra website. Well, let's get back to Bix now.
Thank you.
have come to the end of today's edition of Bixies Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until then, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.
You contend, this is